knows nothing can understand nothing. Plunge deeper into the darkness, and your heart will grow even stronger.
Good tidings, everybody, and welcome to the Anselm Report podcast. This is episode number 130. That's right, we've done this 130 times. That's insane.
Whew.
I'm Mike, and with me as always, except for last week, on the longest running Kingdom Hearts podcast that you've ever known, is my brother Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
How's it going, dude?
I slept all day.
Today?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I felt like shit, so I just slept all day.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you're feeling well enough to be on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, you got injected with the 5G.
Yeah.
And that's why you weren't on.
Yeah.
Luckily, though, our good friend, YouTube extraordinaire, regular Pat, co-hosted with me.
I heard it was good.
He did a pretty good job. Did you not listen?
I haven't listened to it yet, no.
I think he did pretty good. A lot of people were... A lot of people are really upset at him, though. You know why?
There's a lot of reasons to be upset with
Pat. There's a lot of reasons to be upset with Pat, but there's one particular reason that people were upset with him, and I'm going to address it right now, okay? When Pat... Someone referenced that they should put I think it was Jip. They referenced they should put Donkey Kong in Kingdom Hearts during the question of the week. And I'm just going to read Pat's apology about this. Just want to issue an apology for saying that my coconut gun fires in bursts. Upon reflection, I recognize that the proper terminology is spurts. I'm taking some time to work on this as a person, as I've long struggled with differentiating between bursts and spurts. Thank you for listening. And thanks in advance for pledging to be on Patreon. And so we just want to say, you know, Pat, while we appreciate you co-hosting on the podcast last week, we're going to take some time to really think about if we can accept the difference between bursts and spurts.
Well, obviously, like, spurt rhymes with hurt, and that's why it's spurt.
Yeah. He doesn't say if he shoots you, it's going to hurst.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah, that would just be ridiculous.
Yeah, it would be. So, Pat, we wish you best on this journey. It's going to be a long one. And we hope that someday we can all recover from this tragedy.
Yeah, we'll all be friends again.
Yeah, someday we will all be friends. In all seriousness, we love Pat. Thank you, Pat, for co-hosting last week. And thank you to everybody who listened and watched and said good things. I will say the regular Pat bump is real.
It's real?
The bump's real, dude. He bumped us up again.
The regular Pat burst?
Yeah, that's what we're going to call it from now on.
The burst?
The regular Pat burst, dude. He bursted us down, dude. All kinds of damage.
Wait, down?
Yeah, he bursted down on us.
Wait.
He spurted on us.
Wait. Wait, so...
Dude, I don't know, all right?
It bursted down?
Yeah, you heard me.
We had less viewers?
Yeah, it was...
Oh, my God.
Somehow we had less viewers.
I'm never getting the 5G again, dude.
We really can't afford it again. Especially next week's a palindrome episode, dude, and you can't...
I gotta be there for 131.
You gotta be there for 131, dude. Anyway, moving on. Last week, I referenced that we had a couple reviews, but I wanted to wait for you to read them. Because they didn't even specifically reference Pat. If they had, I definitely would have griefed him and read him.
Right.
So, we have two reviews. This one is from Talkin' Scoot, and it says, 5 stars, and love it enough to jump the gap. Hey, I wanted to reach out and let you guys know I'm really proud of what you're doing out there.
Oh, thank you.
First of all, I would like to say the podcast is poggers.
Oh, my God.
And I legit laugh out loud when I listen to it at work. Other people may think I'm straight insane because I use earbuds, but it's whatevs. Last thing, I wanted to let you know how I found you, and it's a bit of a story.
Okay.
I was looking up random words on Spotify one day to find new artists, and I ended up listening to the song 1997 by Wolfie. As I was listening, I started to realize I know the song, and it was causing my chest to feel heavy. Then it hit me. It was from Kingdom Hearts, and he was literally talking about the good old days playing as a kid. The song made me get into Kingdom Hearts more and more, and eventually, I decided to look for a podcast about Kingdom Hearts. The catch was it would actually have to be about Kingdom Hearts and lore and the gameplay, and also be funny. And when I found your podcast, it was exactly that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for being so simple and clean, wink. I can't wait to be more active in your community. P.S. Very sorry it's so long. P.P.S. Thank you for correcting to Talkin' Scoot. Everyone always says Talkin' Scott. Talking Scoot, thank you. That's very nice of you. And no worries on it being long. That was a perfect review.
That was cool.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Our next review is from that one Marxian, probably also known as Marxian on the Discord. And they say, best and longest running Cage podcast ever, 5 stars. Good tidings, all. Give this one a go if you love Kingdom Hearts. Mike and Jason are amazing hosts and make even the dry season interesting. And even put people in its place like a woke and a fifth dimension content creator. Now, without joking, this is truly one of the best podcasts out there. It's funny, interesting, and the community is amazing. So listen today and answer that question of the week.
In the super cool Discord.
In the super cool Discord. That threw me off because there was a period in there that was a typo, obviously. In the super cool Discord. Thank you, Marxian, for that wonderful review. Thank you both, actually.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
If you guys want to be like Marxian and talk and Scoot and be an absolute legend, you can give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Or you can email us at theanswerreportpodcast@gmail.com. Like our good friend... I escaped it.
Oh, nice.
I escaped sent us an email, and the email says, thanks for the podcast inspiration. And it says, what's up?
What's up? What's
up? Yeah, let's do this bit from the 90s, dude. Let's bring it back.
What's up?
What's up?
Shut the fuck up and read the email.
This is I escaped. I just wanted to say a special thank you to y'all for inspiring me to commit to doing an exclusive Kingdom Hearts podcast through Anchor. It's a weekly retrospective series called Your Favorite Heartless. Every time I listen to y'all's podcasts, I always get these new ideas that I want to express myself. But with my main podcast, AOK, I didn't want to overload it with KH content, since it's a pop cultural in general podcast.
Mm.
Just want to say thanks a lot for the constant inspiration. I've been watching back your playthroughs, too, to get more things to talk about during my retrospective. Definitely helps. Thanks to y'all's hilarious commentary, too. iEscape is a good dude. He's been around for a long time, and he's supported us. And you guys should support him. Go check out his new Kingdom Hearts podcast, Your Favorite Heartless, on Anchor. And
I like his art for it. He posted it in the
Discord.
Yeah,
he made some art for it. He's a very introspective kind of guy. He's got a lot to say about a lot of different things, but it's always chill. It's never it's never too much, or he's just always... It's laid back, you know?
Laid back and cool.
Yeah, like
real cool,
like a R&B like
kind of
DJ from like the cool. 80s or the 70s. Like, yeah, just lean back and listen to I Escape. You know, like he just got that voice. And so go check out his stuff, man. He's juiced. He's awesome. And we appreciate him saying that. We've inspired him because, I mean, honestly, I don't know. What do we do to inspire? You know? Like, we just get on a microphone and say,
fuck Jiminy Cricket. Hey.
Jiminy Cricket sucks or whatever.
Hey. What's up?
Holy cow. Anyway, let's talk about some news this week, Jason. That's not really news. But I know if we don't talk about it, what's going to happen is people are going to either come into our stream, or they're going to come into Discord, or they're going to email me, or they're going to go, did you guys see that Kingdom Hearts 4 is on the NVIDIA leak? It's a real leak, and it leaked a bunch of games, but Kingdom Hearts 4 is on there. And I'm going to go, yes, we know. Well, you didn't talk about it on the podcast, so I didn't know if you knew or not. That is what you all sound like, for the record. I'm just kidding. I love you all, but some of you sound like this. NVIDIA has a GeForce Now is their new cloud gaming service.
Right, right.
And a developer kind of hacked the database, basically. And... revealing what is believed to be a bunch of unannounced projects and upcoming releases en route to PC. So, what's actually happening here, and NVIDIA spoke about it, and they said, hey, NVIDIA is aware of unauthorized published game lists with both released and or speculative titles used only for internal tracking and testing. Inclusion on the list is neither confirmation nor an announcement of any game. NVIDIA took immediate action to remove access to the list. No confidential game builds or personal information were exposed. Okay.
Okay.
So NVIDIA is saying, hey, this is what we use for testing. It's not confirming anything. But some of these games on this list, I don't know why you would speculate they exist, because they're kind of out of left field.
Some of them, yeah.
Some of them. For example, me being a big Chrono Cross fan, okay, I'm like, yo, a Chrono Cross remaster?
Please, for the love of God.
But I may be one of, like, there are dozens of us. Like, there's not, like, people, they're not fucking like, oh, man, the Chrono Cross remaster, please. And, like, we have a club, we meet at, like, the local, like, American Legion or whatever.
Yeah.
And we
don't even fill up the room.
Right, we don't even fill up the room. They let us just have, like, a corner.
Yeah.
And we talk about how cool it would be if there was a Chrono Cross remaster. Also, a Final Fantasy Tactics remaster.
Yo!
Now,
please, for the love of God.
That would be cool. But I don't think anybody's asking for this stuff, so that's why it's like, yo, like what is BioShock 2022? You know what I mean? Like, there's just all these listed things that are like...
I feel like it's just, like, a random person who liked all these different games, and, like, they just had to put, like, a bunch of placeholders...
But Chrono Cross Remastered, dude?
They're probably one of the people at your fucking meet and greet, dude. Meetup.
Maybe it's
in your cult.
Maybe it's Billy, dude.
Yeah, Billy's a wild one.
A wild card, dude. Anyway, the reason we're talking about this, because some of you people that don't know what we're talking about are like, wow, why does this have to do with Kingdom Hearts? So, there were two games listed that have to relate to Kingdom Hearts. One being called Kingdom Hearts 4, Roman numeral IV.
Uh-huh.
And then one being Kingdom Hearts Union Cross, or Union Key.
X, so, if you will.
X, if you will. The reason Union Cross is on there, from what I understand, is that it used to be available on, like, an older thing that this NVIDIA database used. Because you could download mobile games on, I don't remember what it's called. It was like a Fire Stick or something
It's like BlueStacks.
Right, basically. So it was available on that, so that's why that's there. But Kingdom Hearts 4 obviously doesn't exist yet, or that we know of. And... for some reason, this was news, and I gotta be honest with you, like, if you thought Kingdom Hearts 4 was this big revelation that's coming, that I don't know, who are you? Like, I don't know,
yeah,
what to tell you. Like, what's the news?
Yo, Marvel, they're coming out with another movie. Like, right. Yeah, are you kidding me? Like,
right.
It made millions of dollars. Of course it's making another one.
Right. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's
and
like,
also directly, like, had, like, cliffhangers and shit like that where it's like, yo, they're literally setting up another title.
I mean, I guess if you were, like, you know, Kingdom Hearts 3 wasn't a given, right? Because it took so long. But, like,
if there was, like, not, like, DDD and, like, all that shit in between, then yeah, sure. But, like, I don't know. I think it's, like, from, like, maybe the time between, like, right after KH2 released and there wasn't any news, like, it very much, like, the end of KH2, it has that, like, cliffhanger thing at the end.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily know that there's gotta be another game, except for, like, when you get to the, like, the secret movie that was in, like, Final Mix.
Right.
So, like, there's pretty much always been, like, yo, there's another something coming from Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that it was as clear back in the mid to late 2000s. Like I guess no one ever was probably giving up hope, but, like, you know, BBS comes out and you go, And especially because that's what the secret movie, like, was, right?
Right.
And so you're like, well, where's Kingdom Hearts 3, right? So, I don't know. I just don't understand. And, like, people were kind of, like, freaking out about this. Certain content creators made, like, 9.5 minute long videos about this.
Almost 10 minutes.
And it's like, this Kingdom Hearts thing that's not news. Like, Chrono Cross Remaster?
Yeah, like,
that's some fucking news.
Oh yeah, like, that's way more, like, yo, what the hell, than Kingdom Hearts 4.
Yeah.
Like, if there's not a Kingdom Hearts 4, that's news. Like,
right.
If they're like, yo, no Kingdom Hearts 4.
Well, and a lot of people were like, oh, I don't think Kingdom Hearts 4 is the next game anyway. I think they're going to have a side game, which, whatever,
right,
that's
yeah.
fine.
Based on their track record, probably.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not news. But we had to talk about it, because otherwise someone was going to go, hey, guys.
Mike's all.
it's me. I'm Michael. And
Mikey.
Hey, it's me, Mikey. And I just got to tell you guys, I'm really disappointed that you didn't talk about the NVIDIA leaks. Because all that stuff leaked out, and it said Kingdom Hearts 4. And so what's your take? What's your take on Kingdom Hearts 4? Do you think that it's coming out sometime soon?
No.
I don't, Mikey. I don't think it's coming out anytime soon. Okay, well, what about a segment where you have me on the podcast and ask me the Zaynort 13 questions? No, Mikey, you're not allowed on the podcast, okay? That's not how this works, buddy. Oh, well, shucks, man. Okay, well, all right, I'll see you on twitch.tv/SuperSpikeGiddyBros. All right, Mikey, thanks. You're a big supporter. We appreciate it.
Love you.
Love you, buddy. Anyway, that's all I really have to say. Do you have anything else to say about this?
Okay, I think, like, for this leak, it's probably a little bit of both. I think some of that is actual leaks.
Yeah, I agree.
I think some of that's actual leaks. I think some of it might be placeholders. If, like, some of them are just like, okay, yeah, I could see that, you know, like, well, Titanfall, like, 3, Tekken 8.
Right, that Street, like, Fighter 6, wow. Like, oh, yeah. They're making a 6 Street Fighter, no,
like,
way.
Like, some of that shit is, like, very, like, okay, whatever, right? But some of it is, like, a bit more, like, yo, where the fuck did this come from? It's like, Chrono Cross, Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yo, Human Crisis, Fall Flat 2, dude.
Crisis 4, to me, is kind of crazy, because it's been so long since 3. I don't think they've, like, said anything. Was it, like, a Half-Life 2 remaster or something was on the list?
Yeah.
Like, that's really fucking random to me.
Right.
But
it had the Final Fantasy 15 tech demo on there. Kingsglaive tech demo is what it was called.
Really?
Yeah, so, like, stuff that
it's just, yeah, some of it's very weird and very placeholder, like, stands out as a placeholder to me.
Human Fall Flat 2, dude. Did you know that in, I think it was 2017 or 2018, Human Fall Flat was the highest selling Switch game in Japan?
That's
downloadable
crazy.
Title.
That's crazy.
Human Fall Flat.
Yeah.
The single player gang beast ass game. Like, yeah. What?
Well, I just remember a ton of people were streaming that.
I know, but it was never like, that was one of those games, like, you know, like a Markiplier or a PewDiePie or that kind of type of person was playing and people would watch them. But I don't think very many people were, like, downloading and playing it. But in Japan, that game popped, dude.
That's crazy.
So Human Fall Flat 2, big Japanese title coming soon. You watch for it. I think there's some truth and some lie in this.
Yeah.
It's not completely fake. It's not all true. And we'll just have to wait and see. I can't wait for Kingdom Hearts 4 to come out, though. See, guys, the NVIDIA leak was real. I told you guys. But I subscribed to HMK, and he told me that it was coming. And so I believe him. And then I also followed the Kingdom Hearts Instagram account, and they told me the next game is Kingdom Hearts Lost King. And so I saw that. What are your guys' thoughts on that, Jason? Have you seen that? It's an official Instagram account.
It's official.
What do you think, Jason? Is that real? What do you think of the name Lost King? It's like a really cool subtitle and definitely not fake or stupid.
Like, it's like very vague, like kind of believable, but at the same time, it's like it feels like a fanfic name.
I think it's kind of weird,
like,
though.
The theme is like, okay, yeah, like, especially if it's going to have anything with, like, Yozora or some shit like that. Because Yozora's fucking Noctis 2 or whatever, or Noctis 0.2, like, whatever the fuck they're gonna, like, I could see it, but I don't think that that's what the next name is gonna be. It seems too on brand, like theme-wise.
Also, I think it's pretty weird that none of the other Square Enix social media accounts have posted anything about it, but I saw it on Instagram on the Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
It's spelled with two E's. Why is your official account spelled wrong, Jason?
That's so weird.
It doesn't make any sense.
But it's official.
It's official, though. It's official. Seen it. Kingdom Hearts Lost Kings coming 2022 to Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, that's why all of the major, you know, Square Enix, Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts news outlets are reporting on that.
Right. I can't, dude, you know what I can't wait for? I can't fucking wait for. Wow, Mike really, really reaching with that voice. He was like, there's going to be some stupid-ass fucking comment. Like, wow, Mike really making fun of Kingdom Hearts fans. Cringe. I know it's going to be OJ. OJ's going to go, wow, Mike really falling out of love with the fan base.
Like, half our podcast is just literally our community. Like, just talking to our community.
Hey, Mike, so I was wondering if we could really get the community involved in the podcast. And like, someone said, like, that to me, and I was
question
like,
of
I think
the
it was,
week?
I think it was Diana. I don't want to grief Diana, but I think it was Diana said, I want to get the community more involved. And I was like, Dana, you guys are literally half the show every week. What do you want? If it wasn't Diana, I'm sorry I griefed you. I love you. But I'm pretty sure it was. Anyway, Jason, like we talked about in the past, there's not a lot of Kingdom Hearts news right now. So I'm scraping the bottom of the NVIDIA barrel.
You're getting splinters under your nails.
I'm toiling.
Toiling.
On the ground.
On your belly.
On my belly. Like a worm.
Just
to bring you Kingdom Hearts content.
Begging for more Kingdom Hearts.
Just begging Nomura to step on me with his big Kingdom Hearts shoes.
his massive shoes.
But it's not happening. We're still waiting on Dark Road. We don't know what's happening with that. Do you think that's happening in
it's
September?
It's getting delayed.
We would have heard about it by now, right?
I think they're going to be like, oh, shit. Yo, delay this shit.
the American Union Cross account is going to, like,
yeah,
post like it did when the update wasn't out.
Even if it does drop, the global version's not dropping, guys.
Well,
it's not dropping on
the
time.
The global version, like the Twitter is gonna go, oh, the global version's dropping today, and they're like, shit, we forgot to disable that tweet.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I think it's gonna be a shit show.
We'll see. I don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic. Anyway, we are gonna take a short break, and when we come back, we're gonna do the question of the week, which was battle quotes. That's what me and Pat picked.
Battle quotes.
And Pat's battle quote was...
But we already did that one. No, I'm just kidding.
Pat's battle quote was, thank you for subscribing to my Patreon or whatever. That was his battle quote. His battle quote should have been, fires in bursts. We'll be right back.
If he shoots ya, it's gonna hurst.
Welcome back to the Ansem Report podcast. Sorry, I'm a little sick right now, if you can't tell.
You're a little sicky.
So the enthusiasm's there. It just doesn't sound like it. Jason, it's time for the
question of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you again to Aphoroxis for that, who is just a juiced individual and kind of saves my voice from having to do some sing-songy question of the week.
Every single time.
Every single time. This week's question of the week is from Cheery Theoden, who says, if you were a Kingdom Hearts character, what would some of your battle quotes be? And Angel replies first and says, I would honestly just straight up apologize.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Nick T, number one Cretan, says, if 13-year-old me was answering this, it would be screaming every cuss word imaginable. But 18 to 27-year-old me is answering this, and I'm such a gentle soul now. I haven't raised my voice or yelled at anyone in like 10 years, so I don't think I would be fighting someone anyways to be able to use any quote. Plus, battle quotes are for suckas. I'm going to tell you, nice cock and balls, brother. Or nice lady cock and lady balls to the lassies out there and become bros instead. Fist bumps. Bonus. Sorry, 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 sorry. This apologizing seems more like me anyway. And they post the Family Guy bit where it's a trap. Sorry, 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 Stormtrooper.
Okay, yeah.
Tyler's up next, and he says, I will shoot you with a gun. In this scenario, my Keyblade has transformed into a Remington XP-100.
And he's Tyler Reillying you.
Right. Zombie says, my battle quotes would just be intense staring and grunts, since I would be a silent cage character. Gavin Dodson says, I'm still shook that Zigbar never said, good eye, sniper.
True. I wish.
Kyrie's bro says, not going to lie, I would probably just be cussing the whole time I'm attacking, like, fuck, shit, damn. Something I do when I'm driving. If I get cut off in traffic, I yell, fool of a took, in my best Gandalf voice. So I would probably do this if I got hit.
I love that.
I would have tried to do the voice, but it wouldn't have gone well.
Yeah.
Mark Creation Studio says, I'd say nothing but, you're done. In Yozora's voice and nothing else, even when healing.
You're done. You're done.
You're done.
You're done.
You're done. Put the past behind you.
You're done.
Kill it if you have to.
Are you done yet?
Are you done? I'm done. I'm done wiping.
I mean,
what?
I mean, I'm dumb shitting. Please wipe me. Is what I meant to say. Fuck? Is what I meant to say. But I just
this
said
is so
I'm
bad.
Done.
Wiping. Just go.
Anyway, Phil Games. Mine would probably be lots of substitute swears like crap, frick, dang it, screw you. And then probably some lame ones like, I don't know, please stop or something.
I like that.
Billy the Kid Lawrence says, my battle quote would be a repetitive yell of one word and only one word akin to Ansem's submit.
Mm.
The wielder comes swooping in, keyblade in hand against me as I raise my force field, blowing them back. And with every bounce back hit on the poor soul, I let out a loud, thick, and domineering, mommy.
And domineering, mommy.
There's the virgin, mommy, and the Chad, mommy.
Mommy.
Alex says, okay, so I want to have boss quotes because there's more I can do, and I would be a pretty shitty boss, LMAO. Entrance. What's up? It's your boy. Normal attacks. No, smile.
No.
You dumb bitch. Fuck off. Wiener. LMAO. Quote this, you dickhole. Get shat on, nerd. Man, that's a lot of attack quotes. Getting hit and teleporting away. You piece of shit. Oh, fuck. Watch it, fucker. Are you fucking kidding me? Whoever wrote these battle quotes is an asshole. Aye, aye, aye. Ass. And then when I'm defeated, it would say, well, that sucked major balls. DM, for now for this one, two things can happen depending on the opponent. If I'm fighting literally anybody, the moment we've been waiting for. If I'm fucking pulverizing that dumb bitch Vexen, you dumb bitch, did you really think you could defeat me, you piece of fucking goat dick. I'm going to end you right here, you stupid fucking cock-sucking, dick-riding, pants-shitting, cringe-ass, dumb, cringe-ass, fucking shitty piece of fucking semen crust. I hope Axel fucking explodes your nothingness intestines again. God, fuck, shit, piece of dick. I hate everything.
Fuck Vexen, dude. Specifically in Rechain.
Yeah. That was Alex's battle quotes. DJ Corden says, I would have to assume my road rage go-to lines would be similar to my battle quotes. Are you shitting me? Bitch, you thought. You are an absolute cockhead. Are you stupid? Bonus answer. Feel the meat.
Oh my god.
Up next, Mango, also known as the Couch Meme Queen, says, mine would be, what's up, fucker? And other assorted swearing. True. Maybe commentary on their fighting or how much they suck.
Okay.
I should try and dig up and find my old response. So this is Mango's response from January of 2020, the last time we did
wow.
this.
Wow. It's been that long.
Yeah. Pre-battle, I'd wish you luck, but you won't win. Taunt, is that all you got? Was that supposed to hurt? Shot lock, you can't dodge this one. Heal, I'm not done yet. Heal. Knockback, get off my ass. Damage, ow. Hey, watch it. I probably deserve that one. Attack, take this. Hi-ya, gotcha. Block, whoa there, try again. Dodge. Not this time. Form change. You're doomed now. You won't be laughing after this. Defeat. Consider yourself lucky. Next time you won't be smiling. Finisher. I think we're done here. Victory. It was destiny that I would win, babe. Cry me a river. And summons. Toothless and Chat Noir? What?
Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, she was saying what her summons would be.
Yeah.
Oh. I was a little confused. Thank you, Mango, for that trip down memory lane there. Cheery Theoden says, instead of battle quotes for me as a person, I'm going to do battle quotes for my username as if it were a real character.
Okay.
And lucky for you guys, I've only got two quotes. One for each half of the name Cheery Theoden. So for the first 90% of the fight at random intervals, not related to anything, I just do the laugh noise thing Cheery does when he floats into a scene. You know the one, and yeah. I expect you guys to do the best. Then for my DM, I'll pull a move similar to Marluxia's where the sky turns dark, shit looks ominous, and Cheery Theoden pops up behind the player and whisper screams in their ear, where was Gondor when the Westfold fell? Before doing that insane Cheery Theoden laugh again.
Dude, I was hoping it was going to be the For Death and Glory.
Yeah, that's a good season quote, too. Because, like, we talked about this before.
On stream and shit. I fucking love it.
The way that scene is played. In the movie. And we know, like, Aragorn's trying to, like, trick him a little bit. Because he know, like,
He's just trying to get him to run out.
Because it literally just plays the audio of Gandalf saying, like, on the third day, look to the east, like, I'll be there. So he sees, just stall as long as possible.
Right, so he sees the sun coming up, and he goes, yo, we got to ride out. We're going to die in here if we don't ride out, right?
Yeah.
And so he's like, trying to trick him by using his, like, hubris, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, you know, we ride out for our people. And then he just, like, Theoden just looks at him and goes, for death and glory. And Aragorn's like, yeah, sure.
He's like, for your people.
He's like, hold on, bro, for your people. And he's like, death and glory, like kings of old.
Like, he just I imagine the scene in my head, just like, just keep every single time. Yeah, for death and glory.
Right. Like, he's so unhinged, and Aragorn's just like, okay, yeah, death and glory. Original Dreamer 06 says, battle quotes, the sea never forgives. Drown in my power. Ugh, what a bitch. Let's try harder. What? Ready to beg for mercy? Come on, we can do better than this. Normal quotes. Sometimes I wish I could go back to the sea. It's calming and doesn't judge.
Oh, nice, nice.
You're gonna have to move on without me.
Very chill.
I was very much so fucked over. It's okay. Don't ever be afraid of telling me things. I don't think they would allow me in KH. Let bit of a swearer? I think there was a typo there, but I can't figure it out, so that's okay. But very, very, very nice job, Original Dreamer. Very nice job.
I liked the sea theme.
Yeah. Wildcat Diana says, tic-tac-toe arena this, bitch.
Tic-tac-toe.
Do I do it? That's a good one.
Yeah.
And oh my, was I too subtle? I want you guys to know. Speaking of Wildcat Diana, I have to say something.
Oh no, you're gonna grief Diana right now?
No, I'm not gonna grief her. I was speed running Tuesday morning. Lately Jason and I have been doing like a double stack of speed running where I run KH3 and he runs KH2 to get ready for our
relay
race against Tatsumaki and Yamianity. And so Jason wasn't there yet, and so I was running, and it was maybe like I was having a lot of like really run ending bad things happen.
Yeah.
Some my fault, some not. And it was just very unlucky. And Diana, in all her wisdom, goes, maybe speedrunning is the way to tell if the universe is on your side or not.
Mike hasn't been the same since.
And I just like looked at the I wanted to say I looked at her, but I did not look at her. Obviously, I just looked at the chat on the screen. And
he
I
looked
just
into
like,
her soul through the chat.
I was just like, man, you know, I just felt like I was having bad luck. I guess it's good to know that the universe is also not on my side.
Now I'm having an existential crisis.
Now I'm having an existential crisis. So thank you, Diana, for that.
I really like that Diana did the. Should I?
Yeah, should I do it? Sean, y'all, which he never says. I don't know why that's his name. I wish I could theme my quotes around Radiant Order from Stormlight, but we don't know a ton about my order yet. Sag. Anyways, still going to do Stormlight themed battle quotes. Pre-battle entrance. The sky and the winds are mine. I claim them as I now claim your life.
Oh my god.
Taking damage. You cannot have my pain. Big attack. Journey before destination, you bastard.
Okay.
Wow. And then Alex added to Sean's quote, defeated. Thanks for following. That alert scared the shit out of me. And Sean just posted Jason Angie and said, not canon.
That's canon. That is canon.
Definitely canon. It was really funny last week. I know you haven't listened to the episode yet, but we're doing the question of the week. And, like, the third answer, because the question was, you know, what, as we said earlier with the Donkey Kong thing, what property would you want to be in Kingdom Hearts that's not Disney or whatever?
Right, right.
And Sean just started talking about Stormlight Archive, right?
Okay.
And Pat just like, maybe Jason should have been here for this. I don't know what that is. I go, no, Pat, nobody knows what that is. Because, like, there were a lot of, like, anime stuff that me and Pat just didn't know.
Okay.
And I was like, dude, no, it's okay. But then that was so funny because I was like, no. Jason could have been here and we would have been just as lost, Pat. It's okay. Brundock says, you know, last week I was trying to come up with an answer, so I left my reply open to edit. But the more I thought about it, I felt like it would be a funny bit.
I totally did actually forget. Completely intentional, yep. And he says, I'm laughing my ass off too hard at everyone ascending to peak edgy anime character status. This is the true final form of the server. I think I'd be just like Link and just make instant interesting yep. noises for my attack.
Yep.
Also, Dual Wield! DP Grant says, I find Roxas' use of one-syllable names as battle quotes inspiring. Mm. I'd borrow his Ralph for attacking, Tim when I'm damaged, and Grant for victory.
Mm. Grant!
Sailor Jupiter 4 says, this may be a tad too metal, but I'd go with, may your soul never know peace.
Oh my god.
Mr. Bickles says, I would like to randomly quote Bo-Rat. I have never seen Bo-Rat, but I think that makes it better. Attacks. My wife. Very nice. Great success. Limit form. King of the castle. King of the castle. Thank you, Mr. Bickles.
Thank you.
I haven't thought about Borat in a while.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know why. I used to think about Borat a lot. I used to say, my wife. And apparently we all grew out of that. GIF214 says, get shit on or swagged on.
Okay.
Easy AF.
Okay.
Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
It's so easy. Yo. And dumb bitch. SBCat says, okay, battle quotes, right? Let's do this. Gonna go like bad guy villain route. Intro. The void calls and welcomes you, yet you hang on to what you know instead of what could be.
Oh my god.
Man, SB, okay. Couple of battle quotes. Interesting. That was almost enough. How strange. Time and time again, you fail, but you continue to try. Desperation move. I will show you your true place in the world. No darkness, no light, just emptiness.
Oh my god.
And then the oh shit I lose quote. It seems I have much to learn. To the nothing I return. I realize like half of these are probably just shit Zemnis said anyway, but this was a quick answer, so I didn't miss out.
Yeah, they're like deleted battle quotes from Zemnis.
Network Daddy says, just a bunch of explicitives.
Expletives.
Expletives and my ass following it up with Adam West style onomatopoeia. Did I spell that correctly? Who cares? Blam, pow, pew, pew, pew. Chip Cooper says, my attacks would be a series of confused screaming like, hup, hup, hup. And when I take damage, it would be the same, but it would be swearing like, fuck, shit, goddammit. When I'm defeated, I would call the one who defeated me a fucking pervert, which is my favorite insult.
Oh, okay. Just called him a prevert.
KH Waterblock says, I'm just Steve from Smash Bros. LMAO.
I don't even know.
He's just Steve, dude.
Well, what does Steve do?
Nothing. He's just a Minecraft man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think he makes any noise.
He just mines at night.
Right. True. Mark Chan says, mine will be something like, it's time for your eternal sleep. And then finally, we have I Escape. And he says, question of the week. Adam West bat symbol transition with a na 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 na, but it's a keyblade. I'd say things like curiouser and curiouser when I'm attacking.
Okay.
Bonsai! Wait, that worked? And when you least expect it. And when getting hit, where's the fun in this? I'm pressing charges. Ow, 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 ow! You don't yet? And when I lose, the curtain calls. Bonus round. I'm currently working on a short story for my KH podcast where Sora's mom became a summon gem. A picture of her is in the Kingdom Hearts channel. Some quotes I'd expect her to say. Sora, dinner's ready! JK, JK. When attacking, nowhere to run. Mine! Lion roar, ferocious. And we're getting attacked. Oh, I didn't like that. And you call that an attack? Wow, I didn't think we'd be getting quotes from Sora's mom.
Yeah, he drew Sora's mom, but it's like OG, like Sora's, like his original, like lion ass theme, where he's like half lion. Mm-hmm. So she's like humanoid lion mom.
Gotcha. See, I missed that.
Yeah.
Lion mom.
That's where the roar comes from.
I was like, I was just very confused about the lion roar.
Ferocious lion roar.
Lion roar ferocious. Anyway, Jason, do you have an answer to this?
Dude, mine's just like every curse word. Mm-hmm. But like, if I hit someone, I'm like, yo, winnable? Against all odds?
Yeah, there we go. There we go. What other quotes do you have? That's the love of my life?
Nah, I feel like that don't make sense in a battle quote. I just do like that. Yo.
Yep. Yo is a good one.
Well, and I just curse whenever I got hit.
Fuck.
I think I'm lagging.
When I got hit, I'd just be like, well, that's unfortunate.
Never lucky.
Never lucky. That's unfortunate.
Never lucky.
Never lucky. I'm trying to think what else I would say. I'd probably say fuck
How
you.
How the fuck did he not die?
Yeah, I'd say I don't know. I don't know what I think just the unfortunate.
I'd be like, this game is trash, dude.
Right. Yeah. I would say, Jason, do you think today's the day we can play Chrono Cross on stream? That's my intro quote. And Jason's like, no.
Never.
I think we'd be like a team boss battle, though.
Oh, yeah, probably.
We'd be like when they team up Leon and Cloud in the Coliseum, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And it'd be good. Anyway, thank you to everybody for answering this week's question of the week. Next week's question of the week. We're gonna get a little wild. We're gonna get a little wild here. This is from Boondocks, and he says, there's a talent show in Radiant Garden this weekend. What acts are the characters going to put on? So what are their hidden talents? Here's the thing, though. This is the kind of thing that can slowly get out of hand and be like, Sora, Kairi, Riku, Axel, Roxas, Shion, and you just go down the list of every... Jiminy, Beast, Bell. Like, you're just going down every fucking character. So here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to pick one boy character.
Okay.
One girl character.
Okay.
That's on the Kingdom Hearts part, obviously. And then one Disney character.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. One girl character, one boy character, one Disney character, one Final Fantasy character.
Okay.
If you want to double up on the Disney and the Final Fantasy with your boy and girl ones, but I want four characters total.
Okay.
Okay? If you don't follow the rules, I don't read it.
Figure the rules out.
And don't just say, oh, Luxor does card tricks. Like, come on. Dude. Like, obviously Luxor does card tricks. Like, I want his hidden talent. Oh,
Luxord, everyone tells him to not bring cards. He just brings them anyway.
Oh, Axel's really good at throwing chakrams. No, like, they're hidden talent, you freaks. Oh, Saiyax gets really angry. Like, that's not a talent.
He just levitates.
Get creative with this, you fools. I want something like Mickey Mouse. No, I can't say that.
Jesus.
I was going to steal a Tatsumaki joke. Anyway, that's what I want for next week, guys. Thank you so much for listening and watching this week. I'm sorry if I sound a little out of it. I'm pretty sick. So I hope next week I will be better for the palindrome episode of 131. Jason, do you have any thoughts before we leave our friends here for this week?
All I want to say is thank you to everyone who just keeps listening to the podcast.
Hell yeah.
Because, like, we out here thriving and having a good ass time, and there's not even any Kingdom Hearts news.
So just imagine
any new Kingdom Hearts content.
Just imagine what it's going to be like when it's there.
So once we get there, oh my god,
we're gonna ride our mine train coaster.
Mine train?
I don't remember what they call it. It's Big Thunder Mountain, but they gave it a fake name.
Oh. In Cage 3?
Yeah.
The coaster attraction.
It's called
Big Mountain.
I think it's just... No, it's like... Big Mountain Coaster? Is that it?
I think so.
It's something like that. But anyway, we're riding to that bitch all the way to the top.
Yeah, dude.
And when Cage 4 releases, we're fucking going down, all right? We're...
What?
No, not in a bad way, dude.
Stop saying we keep going down.
That's when the ride starts.
The fucking...
Pat's going to burst us down, dude. He's going to burst us down and send us back to our fucking base dead.
Oh, my God.
And he's going to be up 2-0 in kills, okay?
Winnable, though?
He's bursting. Yeah, we're still winnable.
Winnable?
Dude, you can feed regular Pat all day. He tails off late game, okay? anyway, thank you guys so much for watching and listening. We will see you next week for the Palindrome 131. Jason, hit him with it.
May your heart be your guiding key.
Thank you.
Now, fuck off. Thank you. Yeah, not even close.
Yeah, not even close.
See, not even close.
See, not even close.
Dog shit.